A day after surgery, Pope John Paul II has been eating and jotting notes to his aides. The Pope was rushed to the hospital yesterday for the second time in less than a month after suffering his second bout of breathing difficulties. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
While the international media was still camped outside the Pope's hospital, ordinary Romans appeared relieved by the latest optimistic news about John Paul's condition. Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro-Valls issued the first medical bulletin 16 hours after the Pope had a tracheotomy to open his windpipe to help him breathe. The spokesman, who is a doctor by training, took pains to say that John Paul does not have a bronchial pneumonia infection, which often occurs and is life-threatening in conditions similar to those of the Pope.
As I said in my communique yesterday, there was new episodes of acute respiratory insufficiency caused by a pre-existing functional restriction of the larynx.
Meaning that it was not an urgent or emergency procedure, but was undertaken to ensure the Pope could breathe adequately. Navarro-Valls said that when the Pope returned to his room after the operation, he asked for a piece of paper and wrote these words.
What did they to me now? And then he added, but I am always totus tuus, meaning is a prayer to Our Lady, meaning that I am completely on your hands.
The pontiff's doctors have advised their patient not to speak for a few days. The Vatican spokesman said a decision would be made tomorrow on what the Pope will do for his Sunday noon blessing, a tradition that's very dear to him. The 84-year-old Pope, who suffers from Parkinson's disease and acute arthritis, is increasingly frail. John Paul himself has repeatedly insisted that he must fulfill to the end what he sees as the divine mission entrusted to him to lead the Church. But with doctors now ordering him not to use his voice, at least for the time being, a delicate issue is raised. If the Pope can't speak, he can't celebrate Mass. If the situation persists, that would mean the leader of the Catholic Church would not be at center stage for important liturgical ceremonies such as those during Easter Holy Week next month. The Pope's suffering is a powerful spiritual message, but it's also raising increasing doubts about his ability to lead the Catholic Church. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.